So I wanted to start with a quick story. Some of you who know me a bit better will know I quite like outdoorsy things. I like getting out and doing extreme challenges, such as walking for a crazy amount of time and seeing how far I end up. I don't know why I like this, but it's something I enjoy. And on one of these experiences, we were doing this challenge. There were teams of us, and we were walking through. We were given 30 miles to get across in 12 hours, from dusk till dawn, right in the middle of winter, right in the middle of the New Forest. And it started off absolutely freezing cold, but clear sky. So we're really looking forward to this. So we were carrying on, we're walking through these woods, getting slightly lost. And then we left the woods, we left all the shelter that was around us, and we were just on this open plain. No trees, a few trees, but no cover as far as you could see. And shortly after we got onto this bit, the rain started pouring down for the first time that night. It started raining, but it wasn't just a drizzle, it wasn't just heavy rain, it was absolutely a storm like I've never experienced before. Rain and ice coming horizontally at us. We were just in our backpacks of our small waterproofs on. Because we knew this was a challenge, we all brought survival bags, which is, if you've never seen one of them, they're basically a giant orange plastic bag which you hide in if it gets really, really bad. So this rain and this sleet and this wind was coming at us. We all hid in our survival bags, and we found the only tree around us, and we all hid underneath these roots in the middle of this moorland, trying to shelter from the wind and rain, thinking, why on earth are we out here? What on earth is going on? And as I was preparing for tonight and reading this passage, actually, it struck me that in my life, and I'm sure in many of our lives, sometimes when we're walking as a Christian, sometimes in our Christian lives, we are in that position. The rain and sleet and all the horrible stuff that's going on in life is just coming and hitting us in the face. And all we can do is just hide and get as much shelter as we can. I'm going to leave you with that illustration while we read the Bible passage. This is the last time I'm going to use technology instead of paper. Definitely the last time. It's going to have to be no notes. I will have to find the Bible. If you've got your Bible, can you turn it on? And can you go to John 20? And we're going to be just reading the one verse. It's John 20, verse 19. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came to them and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Tonight, all we're going to be focusing on is this end bit, "Peace be with you." And I just want to quickly look at this context. This is just after Jesus' death, just after his resurrection. Only Mary has seen him in the tomb. The disciples have no idea what is going on. They're in fear of their lives because the authorities have taken Jesus out of the middle of their lives. This person they've been following, this person they've been walking around with for 3 years. And then they've just killed him out of the blue. And the disciples are in fear of their lives. They don't know what's going on. This sleet, this rain, this horrible stuff in their life is just coming straight on at them. And they're just taking shelter. And Jesus pops up in the middle of this this hidden meeting, in this middle of this locked room in the middle of the city, and says, "Peace be with you." If I was them, I'd be like, "What do you mean, peace be with us? You've just died. We've not seen you for 3 days, and you've appeared out of thin air. You could at least ask us how we're doing, not peace be with us." But I want to look into more of that context and what it means into our lives. And I think actually it's touching on something much, much more. And I think it's actually a fundamental question that many of us are looking for in our lives. We're looking for how do I find peace in the hecticness of our lives, when things are going bad, when we're sitting in a traffic jam at 8:30 a.m. trying to get to work? How do I find peace? So I just want to ask you that question, this quick question. What in your life is a barrier to you finding peace today? Is it your community? Is it your job? Is it a really horrible situation which you can't seem to get away from? I'm just going to give you a moment to think on that. So, Father God, as we read your word, as we look into this passage, as we explore the peace that you give us, Lord, we just we bring ourselves here before you. We humble ourselves here before you. And Father God, I pray that that we can see the areas in our lives that are harming this relationship with you, and that we can bring these in front of you tonight. Thank you that you want to restore this relationship. You want to bring us peace. Amen. It's really, really easy to see that the world is looking for peace. We turn on the TV and we see what's going on in Iraq and Syria. We see the wars going on across that continent. We're seeing the effects of Brexit. We're seeing so much troubles in the news. And personally, it's something we're also always looking for. We don't ever seem to make space for peace. We seem to want to get it. We seem to always be looking for that time to retreat, that time to get a holiday, that time to find some personal time. Personally, I want to build it into a space in my life. I want to make it part of my daily rhythms. But every time I pursue it, I just don't seem to be able to grab it. Every time I reach for it, it's just out of reach. And then life takes over. Everything seems to rob me of it. Every time I go to work, every time I sit in the traffic, every time I'm writing an article for work, every time I'm hitting a deadline, every time I'm coming back and tidying the house, I never seem to have enough time to find peace. How do I find it? Am I the only one who's like this? I'm glad.
It's just you, actually.
Okay, in that case, it's a very short talk. So I think for me, part of my journey over the last few years, I'll touch on this a bit later, but it's about, for me, God has been revealing a lot about identity. And I think I've tried to find peace in how I've built my identity. So I said before, I used to really enjoy doing crazy challenges, and I would say, this is something I do. I like doing crazy, extreme challenges for absolutely no reason. I build up my identity in what I do for a job. I work for a Christian charity, which I am really proud and really happy to work with. But that isn't my identity. When I put my identity in things I do, when I put my identity in achievements that I accomplish, I always set myself up for something more. I can never be satisfied with what I'm doing. And because we can never be satisfied with what we're reaching, because we're always trying to reach that next bit more, we hide ourselves away from the reality of peace. It's just so hard to grasp. We hide ourselves away from it. We hope the routine of life takes over. And I think this is what the disciples are doing in this passage. They've realised life has suddenly hit them in the face. They've hit this wall. Something's gone really bad. And they've buckled down. They're letting the routine of life take over. They're in fear of expressing their faith. They're in fear of expressing what they're doing. And they're just hiding in this room. And then this is the stage I got to about 12 months ago. I realised the problem isn't God. The problem's me. And it is the identity I've built up. It's the identity I've put in work and in my abilities. And I realised that God never wanted me to put my identity in this. God never wanted me to put my identity in what I do, even if it's what I do for him. He wanted me to put my identity in him as a child of God. How do I find peace? God says, find peace in me. John 14, I'm leaving you with a gift. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples shortly before Holy Week. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and of heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid. Do not be troubled or afraid. He knows his disciples are about to witness one of the worst events they will ever witness in their lives. He knows in the next few days that he's going to go through Jerusalem first on a really big high, crowned as king, and then he's going to be executed in a really public manner. And his words to them is, do not be troubled or afraid. I am leaving you a gift, peace of mind and of heart. No matter what position we're in, no matter what we're facing, no matter where we're building our foundations, God has given us this gift. God has given us this gift of peace that the world cannot give. And it is this gift of peace is not just an absence of conflict. And when I started looking at this, I thought peace is an absence of conflict, it's an absence of war, it means there's no violence. And the biblical understanding of peace is so much broader, is so much bigger than this. It's something that talks about the restoration of a relationship, making something right and making something perfect. When everything around us is trying to steal peace, when all the challenges we face and all the hurt and the pain we face in our life, God is saying, find peace in me. This is something I find really, really difficult. And I'm going to have to be really honest here and confess to this. This is something I struggle with on many occasions. And this is partly because of in my life over the past 5 years, I've been struggling with a long-term illness, which has increasingly led to me not being able to eat or keep down food. Therefore, I can't get energy. Therefore, I can't do what I want to be doing. And this is the reason I struggle with this. I wasn't struggling with feeling unwell. I wasn't struggling with being unwell, which you may think is a very easy and a very good thing to struggle about. What I was struggling about was this identity I built up in what I'm doing for God. I built up this identity of, I work for this charity. This charity is serving God in the most amazing ways across the world. My identity is serving God through this. I built up this identity in what I could do. I built up this identity in doing these extreme challenges. But when these were taken away from me because I physically couldn't do them anymore, this is when I really struggled with God. This is when I really struggled with finding peace in my life with what was going on. I didn't mind about the illness. I didn't mind about everything else going on. I minded about how it affected the image I thought of myself. That sounds really big-headed thinking about it. But this is where God came to me. And he said, your identity is not as not what you do for me, but it's what I do for you. Where do you find peace? God says, you find it in me. It's not what you do for me, it's what I do for you. I have given you this gift that the world cannot take away. A gift of peace of mind and of heart. So do not be troubled and afraid. So this is the amazing thing. That no matter what we do, no matter how far we've come in our Christian lives, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter if we've been a Christian for 5 minutes or 50 years, this is the fundamental part of our Christian life. That this peace, this shalom, this restoration of a relationship, this making right and making a perfect relationship is what God wants with us. He's not concerned on what we're doing. He's concerned about who we are with him. First and foremost, we are children of God in a relationship loved by God unconditionally. God says, find peace in me. You are my child. I want to walk with you. I want to show you what I'm doing. I am your shelter in the storm. When the rain and the sleet comes at you, when you're sheltering behind the roots because there's nothing else to hide behind, I'm your shelter. I am your great encourager. When you're achieving far more than you can before, when you're putting your identity in front of me, I still encourage you because you are growing, you're achieving more. I love you as my child. Find your peace in me. So back to that question at the start. What area in your life is distracting you from your identity as a child of God? is distracting you from this idea of peace, this relationship God wants to restore in your life. And from my own experiences, I can say there are many times when I would have heard this message and I would have really switched off because it would have been too painful to address what's going on in my life. And I want to say that's okay. If you're going through something really hard now, if this is something you can't face with God at this moment in time, that is fine. God is not offering this message as a one-off tonight. His peace is there. His love is there. He's ready and he's waiting for you, no matter how long you take to bring this to him. You are still a child of God, no matter if your identity is in storm coming at you or if your identity is in the peace and relationship God has restored with you. But I want to reiterate what Simon's said earlier. If there is something in your life, if there is this burning issue in your life, this agenda you came in with because you want God to fix something in your life, if you know there's this thing which is stopping you have this peace, stopping you have this relationship with God, or getting in the way of it, please don't leave here tonight without getting prayer for it from someone. So as we're drawing to the end, I want to go back to the story. This verse of the disciples in the room, in the upper room, in the locked room in this house. The disciples are hiding in fear for their lives. They're hiding, they're facing all this sleet, all this rain coming at them. They've had the most amazing 3 years of training. They've had this most amazing 3 years of ministry. Yet still, when this storm comes up, all they can do is hide and shelter. You don't have to be ashamed if issues get too much. The disciples who had 3 years walking with Jesus locked themselves away when the going got tough. It doesn't matter if we lock ourselves away when the going gets tough, just as long as we know that Jesus will come to us and say, I am your peace. I will give you peace. But here is the really amazing thing. The really amazing thing that I draw so much hope in, that God just doesn't leave us there. God, after we've put our identity in something else, after we've locked ourselves away, God comes to us, he says, put your peace in me, I am your peace, and I want to show you what I'm doing. And I find this absolutely amazing. He takes the disciples from this room, a group of people cowering in fear, to 40 days later preaching the gospel in public in front of a crowd of over 3,000 people. He takes these 12 people who are cowering in fear in a locked room and uses them to start the church, an organization, a movement, a ministry, God's bride, Jesus' bride, which has changed the world. God invites us to be part of this, despite our failings, despite when we put our hopes in other things, despite when we can't see him, with everything else going on. Jesus invites us to be part of his mission. He invites us to be peacemakers and ambassadors in a broken world. In a world where we see war and violence every day on the news, where we see a divided country over the election, over Brexit, where we worry about what's going on around the country, God says, put your peace in me. And then he invites us to be part of what he's doing, part of what he's doing here in COGS, part of what he's doing here in Whitney, and part of what he's doing in the wider world.